Welcome everyone to Nox Game Design for June 2024. My name is Levi Smith. So this month we're going to be looking at jumping, and specifically I'm going to be talking about jumping in old school retro games like on the 8-bit Nintendo Entertainment System. So first of all, I'm going to look at a game like Super Mario Brothers, the original, and basically our character Mario here, he's two tiles high. We're going to call that one block. So one tile is 8x8 pixels, 64 pixels, and you can see it here on this graph. So he's two tiles tall, which would be considered one block. Most graphics are done in blocks. So basically, Mario can jump four blocks high, four times his height when he's small. That's actually 66 total pixels. So if we go here, I went out and looked at a lot of old NES games and kind of compared the jump's height compared to the character's height. Now, the character's height does change whether the character is standing or jumping. Sometimes it's not significant, sometimes it is. So in the first column, I have the character in the game, name of the character, then the jump sprite, when the character is actually jumping, then the height standing. So small Mario is 16, big Mario is 32. Link in Zelda 2, which had jumping, is 32. Mega Man from Mega Man 2 is 24 pixels tall. Samus from Metroid is 32 pixels tall when he's jumping. Mario from Super Mario 2 is 27. Luigi is 31 in Super Mario 2. Belmont is 30 in Castlevania 1. Ryu is 32 when jumping in Ninja Gaiden. And the, I can't remember the guy from Contra, but the Contra guy is 34 pixels tall when he's standing. So he's actually the tallest character. So the numbers in the red are the maximum values and the numbers in blue are the minimum values. So also have the height of these characters while they're jumping. So the jumping sprite is typically a little bit smaller. So the guy from Contra, he's only 14 pixels tall when he's jumping, which is the smallest. So he kind of goes into a little ball here. So the jump height, total jump height, so I went through all these games with an emulator and looked at the total jump height based on the distance between the ground where they started and the very bottom of the jump pixel, the jump sprite. So Mega Man from Mega Man 2 had the shortest jump height overall, and Samus from Metroid had the overall largest jump height with 88 pixels. So I guess that makes sense. It's kind of like on a foreign planet. So it's going to have less gravity. So he's going to jump, or she is going to jump a lot higher. So then I have all the, like I said, in Super Mario, both small Mario and big Mario can jump 66 pixels high. And then I have the statistics for all the other characters. So here's an interesting thing, the jump height ratio. So based on the standing sprite, how tall does that character jump? So basically, small Mario can jump 4.13 times his height. So that's the highest jump ratio, total jump height distance over the standing sprite size. The smallest jump ratio is Link from Zelda 2. He can only jump 1.47 times his height. Now, it's different based on whether you're looking at the jumping sprite. Like I said, the height of the character, the jump sprite is typically a little bit smaller. So the smallest jump height ratio is Mega Man in Mega Man 2 at 1.57. Based on his jumping sprite, he can only jump 1.57 that jumping sprite height. The largest jump height ratio for jumping is the guy from Contra. He can jump 4.86 times his height. And then another interesting thing I looked at was the actual number of frames. So typically it's 60 frames per second. So 60 frames a second is 0.0167 second, so it's a little bit more than 1/100th of a second per frame. So overall, Samus is the longest to get to maximum height. Actually, Samus from Metroid and Luigi from Super Mario 2 is the longest to get to the maximum height. That's 36 frames. And what's interesting is if you look at Mario from Super Mario 2 and Luigi from Super Mario Brothers 2, everybody probably knows that Luigi jumps, well, you think he jumps a lot higher, but he really doesn't jump that much higher based on his jump. Actually, based on the jump height ratio, Mario jumps higher than his total height at 1.96 and Luigi jumps 1.84. So they're pretty close based on their jump height. But the difference is Luigi takes a lot longer than Mario, almost twice as long to get to his maximum jump height. So he's really not jumping that much higher. His jump is just a lot longer. He jumps a little bit higher. Let's see here, jump height, 57 pixels to 53 pixels. But his jump time is just a lot longer. So he's more floaty. So these seconds to max height, larger values like 0.6 seconds, that just means it feels more floaty. And the shortest time to maximum height is 14 for Belmont from Castlevania 1, which is 0.23 seconds. So his jump's like really fast, just quick up and down. No floatiness at all. And also I made some notes over here that there's 3 frames of input lag. I always thought Castlevania 1 felt kind of weird because it always felt a little bit laggy, and I did count the frames, and actually his jump animation doesn't start until 3 frames after you press the jump button. So, based on all that data that I collected, I found that the average jump height is 59.9 pixels, 60 pixels, almost 64, almost like 4 blocks. The average jump height ratio is 2.16 for the standing sprite. The average jump height ratio for the jumping sprite is 2.67. So most characters can jump about a little bit over 2 times their height. And like I said, the jumping sprite is a little bit smaller in height, so it's almost 2.5 times higher than your jump sprite. And the average time to maximum height is 0.41 seconds. So about half a second for the characters to get to their maximum height. And also say this is like all like old school retro jumping, classic arcade feel jumping, where you wouldn't see this in real life or in a real simulation for jumping. So here's like a simple chart I made for jump state. So I didn't put the start state, but the start state is jump ready. You press the jump button and you go to a jump rising state, and then either you reach the maximum height or you release the jump button, this top path here, and then you go to a falling state, and you stay in the falling state until you touch the ground, then you go back to the jump ready state. That's your basic jump state diagram right there. So this is how I looked at Super Mario Brothers right here. I guess I'll go ahead and show an example. So here's Super Mario Brothers right here running, press start. So you kind of got 2 different types of jump. You can just tap the jump button, you get like a little small jump, or you can hold the jump button and he jumps higher, and that's like your four blocks if you hold the jump button. But if not, you only jump like 2 blocks high. So those are your two types of jump there. And this all can just based on how long you hold that jump button right there. And also if you get big, then you're twice as tall, but you still only jump that same 4 blocks height right there, and your small jump is the same. So that's the example I'm going to be looking at of Super Mario Brothers right here. All the other games are pretty similar. So I'm using FCE UX to look at the frame data right here. I can get pretty in depth by looking at each frame. So like at frame 220, I just tapped the A button for 1 frame. So press the button for 1 frame, then jump animation starts at frame plus 2. So it isn't instantaneous if you look at the frame data. Starts at 2 frames later after you press the jump button. The maximum jump height is reached at frame plus 11, and then you touch the ground at frame plus 22. So if you multiply that by, like I said earlier, 0.01667, then you can actually get the total amount of time. So it's like a 10th of a second up, and then 2/10 of a second for the total jump time. So what I did was in Super Mario Brothers for the tap, I actually created a spreadsheet right here. So I looked at each frame and the jump, and then I pulled that into GIMP and I measured the height at each frame. So like at frame 1, we're at 0, frame 2, we're at 4, so it's kind of like a 4 frames up until frame 4, then it goes down to 3, then 2 at frame 6, and then 1 at frame 9, and then at frame 12, we reach the top, the apex of the curve, so we're going 0 frames up, and then in frame 13, we go 1 pixel, yeah, these are all in pixels. So at frame 13, we're going 1 pixel down, and then frame 14, we're 1 pixel down. Frame 15, we're going 1 pixel down. Then at frame 16, we're going 2. Then at frame 18, we're going 3 pixels down. And then at frame 20, we go 4 pixels down each frame. So it's kind of like we start out at 4 pixels per second going up, and then we end at 4 pixels per frame going down. So I was able to chart that right here and makes a nice little parabola curve right here. And then what's interesting, I was able to go in and make a trend line for these data points. And I found out that you can get an equation. So the amount of pixels going up per frame is minus 0.22x squared plus 4.98x minus 4.84. So basically 0.2 squared plus 5x minus 4.8. So based on the frame, so x is your frame. So if you take like 10, you can like do 10 squared times minus 0.22 plus 5 times 10 minus 4.48. And then you can determine exactly how many pixels that frame that the character is going up. And then you can like actually take the derivative of that, and that'd be minus 0.44x plus 4.98, basically 5. So the derivative, basically it tells you at that frame was the rate of increase, kind of like the slope at that point. Kind of like what we're looking at over here. So if you look at frame, what is it, 11, you plug 11 in, you should get 0 if you plug that into the derivative. So that was just for like pressing the jump button one frame. If we hold the jump button, so I put that into my FCE UX emulator here and just held the button for 60 frames, 1 second, 1 total second, and I kind of analyzed it and I kind of did the same thing. So I found, like I said earlier, the maximum jump height is 66 pixels, which is 8 tiles or 4 blocks plus 2 pixels. So it's a little bit more than 4 blocks. And I found out the maximum was reached at 30 frames, which is half a second. So this is interesting. So if you hold the jump button, we get a different chart here. So, and due to the sake of time and amount of time that it took to do this, I looked at every other frame and not every frame. So I kind of calculated the difference based on every other frame. So what we found out here is we kind of get a constant line going up until about frame 22 or so. And then it kind of starts doing that curve. And then we kind of get a linear fall off at frame 40. So it's kind of the same thing. We start out at going up four pixels per frame until we reach that point on frame 22, which have frame delta, then it starts. So after you release, or after it reaches the maximum jump height, then it still has a upward velocity, but then you start subtracting off that downward acceleration right there. So let's look at actually implementing jump in a game. So first thing you probably want to do if you're implementing a platformer or jumping platformer, just start with a linear jump, go up at a constant velocity, and then just make sure you have the three states implemented, a grounding state, rising state, and a falling state. Detect when the player touches the ground. So starting out, you'll probably just have an infinite jump height. And like I said, have a constant jump speed and constant falling speed. So I got that actually implemented in mono game. So here's our first example, jumping 0-1. Yeah, so this is it right here. So this is kind of just like the default game. Load, it's got the screen width and screen height, 1280 by 720. I got a block size of 48. So typically, like Super Mario Brothers, it's going to be 16. But since we've got a bigger window, then we're going to use a bigger block size. So I'm using 48 right here. So I got an image for the block and the player and stuff that I've done previous talks on handling keyboard state, so I'm not going to go into that here. Loading fonts. Let's see here. We're loading the images using the stuff that was loaded into the MGBC editor. We're going to handle input in our update. Handle input, basically, the space key is going to be our jump key. And so we've got a basic left and right movement right here. Just to make it feel like a game. So whenever you press the space key, we've got a player object. I'm just going to call it player. The instantiated thing is object is just called player with an lowercase p. We've got a start jump and then a stop jump. So we're going to call start jump on the frame that the jump starts, and then we're going to call stop jump on the frame that the jump ends. So in draw, we're just going to draw that player. We're going to draw the blocks. We're going to have two rows of blocks at the bottom of the screen. Then we're going to draw the player at the player's X and Y location. And then we're going to draw some debug text. So that's the game. And then the player. Here's the player. So the player has X, Y position and a width and a height. A velocity X and a velocity Y. So here's the important thing right here to take away from this is we got a public enum called jump state. So we've got those three states, grounded, rising, and falling. So we're going to have an instance variable of jump state enum called jump state, just all lowercase. Here's our player. We're setting player's width and height to block size width and block size times 2 height, kind of like Super Mario, Big Mario, and Super Mario Brothers. Going to set the default position. Going to set the default velocity, X and Y velocity to 0. Then we're going to set the jump state to grounded. We're going to start out grounded. In update, we're going to change the X position by the velocity of X times delta time, time between frames. We're going to change the Y position by the Y velocity times delta time, time between frames. And here's just some bounds checking right here. If X is less than 0, we're going to set X to 0. We're not going to do any scrolling. If X plus width is greater than the screen width, then we're going to set X to the screen width minus the width of the player. So we're going to keep them contained on the screen. So here's an important part, jump state. If the jump state is rising, the velocity is going to get block size times 8. If the jump state is falling, then velocity is going to get block minus block size times 8. So we're just going to rise and fall at a constant block size times 8. And the important reason to use block size is you can kind of change the window size or the character size or the block size, and then the jumping will remain the same. The jump feel and the velocities will all work out as long as you have block sizes constant, so you can play around with the pixel sizes of the characters. If Y is less than, so this is checking the ground. So I don't have any collision built into this. It's just going to say if you hit one of those blocks in the bottom two rows, and if you go below that, then you've hit the ground. So we're going to set the jump state to ground and set velocity Y and set the Y position to the block size at the bottom of the screen. So basically, the character is kind of anchored at the bottom of their feet. There's our start jump. Basically, we're just setting jump state to jump state rising. Stop jump is set jump state to jump state falling. And here's some debug, so it's going to print it out to the screen. So let's go ahead and run this. So here's our character. You can move the character left and right. It just moves at a constant speed. We've got the player location there at the top. So if I hold space, it's kind of like an astronaut here. You're just going to keep going up. No bounds check, no upper limit, no limits on how long you can jump. But this is like the starting point. If you're just like starting, just get it where if you tap the jump key and small jump, hold, do a bigger jump. So this is linear rising, linear falling, eight blocks per second. The next thing we're going to do is set a maximum jump press time. So if you hold the button, you're not going to keep flying into outer space. And only allow going to the rise state if you're in the grounded state. So that's, and I'll post all these code examples in a code repository online. People can look at the code. But yeah, when you're making games, it kind of goes like this. You just start little by little. You don't try to do everything once. You just try to do something simple, just like getting the character to rise when you press the jump button, get them to fall when you release. So here's the second example. I think all this is the same in the main game. I don't think anything has been changed, except for the debug, so I added some additional debug there, but the change is in player. So we got the jump state right there. So now we got jump state rising. And so we're using velocity wise, block size. Then we added up here at the top the jump button time and max jump button time. We're setting the max jump button time to half a second, kind of like what we saw when we're comparing the different characters. Average max jump time is half a second. So if jump state's rising, then we're going to add to the jump button time the delta time between frames. And then if the max jump button time is greater than the max, if the jump button time is greater than max jump button time, then we're going to set the jump state to falling. So you've held the button for more than half a second, you're all going to automatically start falling. Else, if you're in falling, then you're going to set the velocity to block size times 4, minus block size times 4. So you're going to fall at 4 blocks per second. And if you go below if you hit the bottom block, we're going to set the velocity back to 0. So in our start jump, if the jump state is grounded, we're going to go to the jump state rising. When the jump button is released, we're going to set the jump state falling no matter what. And then set the jump button time back to 0. That's debug right there. So what I didn't show in the first example is you can keep pressing the jump button over and over again. You start rising. You can do a double jump, but now you can only jump. You can only jump if you're grounded. They got the. You're still doing the linear rise, and then a linear fall right here. This other way. But you can see here, we got the up here, jump state, falling, grounded, rising, falling, grounded, rising, falling, grounded. So you basically go in between those three states, rising, falling, grounded. And by the way, if I had additional blocks up here, then it is possible to walk off a block, then go from grounded into the falling state. So I don't have that. I didn't demonstrate that here, but you can go from grounded to falling if you're on a block in the air and fall, walk off that block. So I got the jump button time, so you can see there where it hits 50 right there, then it starts falling. Max jump, but that's where I had the max jump button time, so I can actually change that. Like if I want to have the max jump button time to say 1 second instead of 0.5, and just change it there. Save. Now we can jump for a whole second. So if we got like that Metroid style astronaut jump right there, you just increase the max jump button time. And then I'm also calculating the jump height ratio right there, the character's height, which is two tiles or one block to the maximum jump height. So he's jumping three times his height. But we go back and set that to 0.5 seconds, half a second, 30 frames, typically. Then you see the maximum jump height just reaches to 1.8. Yeah, very briefly goes over to 2. I know my magnifier doesn't update as fast as the game screen does, but I can see a 2 flip over right there very briefly. So the third part of implementing a jump. So basically we're going to have that constant rise velocity when the jump button is held. And then when the player starts falling, quote unquote falling, then we're going to add on a negative acceleration value. And then we'll also add the horizontal walk acceleration and velocity. So if you take intro to physics, you learn that distance, like the height distance, a distance value. Then if you take the derivative of that, you get distance over time, which is velocity. Then if you take the second derivative, you take the derivative again, then that's distance over time squared. So it's all kind of related, but it's basically driving based on seconds, 1/seconds. So then we're also going to add a maximum of velocity bounds. So basically for the rise velocity, which is constant, we're going to do 8 blocks per second. And for half a second, so the fall acceleration, we're going to do half a block per second squared. So instead of distance, we're using blocks, which blocks correlates or to pixels. And then maximum jump time, we're actually going to use 0.4 right here, a little bit less than half a second. So here's the player, most of the same, except we're going to have a rise velocity here, which is block size times 8. Rise velocity, fall acceleration is going to be block size divided by 2, which is at 0.5. We also added the walking left and right and the walk state. So we're going to have a maximum jump button time of 0.4. So if the jump state's rising, we're going to, this is just for debug output right here. For jump time, that could be commented out if we're not displaying the debug. So we're still going to use a constant rise velocity while we're rising. Start falling after max jump button time. Falling. So in falling, we're going to calculate the actual, we're going to set the jump height right here based on the fall acceleration. So for velocity y, we want to subtract off fall acceleration right here. And then the velocity, y velocity gets subtracted off up here, velocity y times delta time for the y position. But for every frame that you're following, every update that you're following, we're going to add on to that the fall acceleration, which is at 0.5 blocks a second. So we're actually changing the velocity, the fall velocity right here. And that's where we go back to grounded, and also added the X and Y, or the X, the horizontal walk. So we got acceleration in walking. So I've got to decelerate. Calculate the accelerate for the 8. So that really doesn't have anything to do with jumping, but it just makes it feel, just trying to make it feel like Super Mario Brothers. I think all this is, the start jump and stop jump is the same. I just add some debug values right there. And checking the walk left, right, and jump state. And that's all the same. Checking our game right here. Don't think I added anything. Just walking left and right. So when you press the left key, then it calls player walk left. When you press the right key, then it calls player walk right. If neither of those, then I just have walk none. That sets it. So what this is going to do when you're walking and you let go of the left key, then you don't instantaneously stop. You got a few frames of slowing down there. So that's handled with acceleration now. Then I got the additional jumping right there. Debug jump text right here. So now let's look at it. We press jump. So this really feels, this is starting to feel like Super Mario Brothers right here. So you got constant up. Then after you reach that maximum jump time, then it's still going to go up a little bit because you got that upward velocity. Then it's going to start changing, adding that negative acceleration to your Y velocity. So yeah, we got constant rise velocity. I got it all there on the screen in debug. Constant rise velocity, 8 blocks per second. Fall acceleration is half a block per second squared. Then it displays the location, X and Y location of the player. Got your three jump states, rising, falling, and grounded. Jump button time. So you can go up to 0.4 seconds. And for jump time. And then jump, I got the jump height ratio, so it goes up to like 2.1 or 2.2. Total jump time is 1.22. If you hold the button, if you just tap it, maximum jump time is 0.6. And then I got the total jump height in pixels, so 201 pixel jump height. Or 4.2 blocks. So that's our little demo here. And it feels like Super Mario. And also if you press right, then he speeds up and slows down. Or if you press left, he speeds up and slows down. So you don't have that instantaneous like stopping and starting. And it takes a fraction of a second to get up to full speed right there. So this actually feels like a game right here. I mean, you could build on this and actually make a game, but you'd need to like add like left and right sprite, or add a sprite facing each direction, maybe add a jump sprite, things like that, and make it actually scrolling. So I'm not going to talk about scrolling in this talk, but that's things that could be done to make this a little bit better. So let's see here. I thought I had a slide. Okay, yeah, here it is right here. So if we go back and look at our Super Mario Brothers, so I took the values from our demo here. So if we look at jump height and blocks and Super Mario Brothers, it's 4.125. And our demo is 4.2. So that's pretty close right there. Set up here. So in our demo, it's 4.2. Super Mario Brothers is 4.125. And total jump time in seconds in Super Mario Brothers is 0.9. And our demo is a little bit longer. It's 1.25. So you could go in there and play around with all these values, like our jump time and jump height ratio, and play around with those velocity values. And you could probably actually get it closer to Super Mario Brothers. But this is pretty darn close right here. I mean, it actually feels like Super Mario Brothers. Yeah, so that's going to wrap it up. Just a quick talk on jumping. I know there's probably other talks out there that go into further detail, but this is just kind of an introduction to a platformer jumping game and how to implement that, and just a comparison between the different NES games, just looking to see how those differed in average values and things like that. So hopefully everybody found it interesting. Appreciate everybody out there listening and watching.